I went to my mom's house 2 weeks ago to do yoga with her for the first time. It's the first time we've done something like that together. And I learned a lot of things. One thing I learned was how noisy it is over there. The TV was on in the kitchen, and we're in the living room. The scanner is on in the room adjacent to the kitchen that is on the way to the living room. And my mom wanted me to play yoga music, which I wasn't sure what yoga music was when she said that. So I said I can play chakra music, so I did. I don't usually play music when I do yoga, but she wanted to listen to something, so I did. So now we have three systems of noise making all going on the same floor. And then we start our yoga. And my mom is talking almost the whole time. I've never done yoga with anyone like that. And she said, after a while, am I talking too much? Well, kinda, but that's all right. That was the one thing I noticed, the noise. Wondering how does this human ever calm down if she's surrounded by noise constantly. Two, I noticed my mom is getting older. For the first time, I was able to see my mom as an older woman. She's 70. She has 70 years. She's 70 years young. She says she has to remind herself a lot that she's not 18 anymore because she still does a lot. She does a lot. And she looks a lot younger. We've got some good genes. Some good youth-looking genes. On both sides of the family. For me. And we would do some poses and we would have to either come to our knees or sit on the floor or come out of a pose or early, or I would try to give her a modification, or we would pause. There was lots of that throughout our session. And I didn't anticipate all of that. Not one bit. Maybe I still saw her as she can do anything. She does it all. Maybe it was neglectful on my part to not see her for who she really is. Or maybe it was optimistic on my part for still seeing her as a young, youthful mother. I tend to think it was the latter of the two. And I didn't know the reality of the situation. But I was hopeful, and I told her, you'll get back to where you were. Because she was actually being a little bit down on herself and saying, oh, I can't do the things like I used to. Oh, I used to be able to do this and that and walk on my knees. And, oh, I can't do that anymore. Oh, you know, and I just kept reassuring her. You'll get back there. It takes time. Your muscles will remember. And the third thing I noticed was that my mother's face is able to relax. So we were in Shavasana, corpse pose, at the end, and I just let it drag on and on and on because I wanted to look at my mother. I wanted to see her face relax. I don't remember ever seeing that before. That was so new to me. And she was moving around a little bit with her hands, and her knees were bent, actually. At some point, she bent her knees, and she just laid there. And it was like she received permission to do nothing. She's always go, go, go. Just like me. And she received permission to do nothing. And her face relaxed. And I just wanted to lay there and look at her face. Because lots of people don't get to see relaxed faces until a person is in their casket. That's when they finally get to see the purity, the pure relaxation, the loving face, the face that looks so relaxed, and the face that you're finally able to love. You're finally able to love that face. And usually it's when they're in the casket and they're already gone. And you miss them so much. But it's too late. It's too late to tell them how you felt. It's too late to get connected to them. It's too late. And I had that moment with her. And it was beautiful and profound, and I'm very thankful, and I felt so complete. It felt like maybe my life was complete or something. I was able to see her in this new light, in this new way, and here we are 2 Sundays later, and I must have told her I was going to do yoga with her every Sunday, and then last weekend I went to Pittsburgh and back for a comedy show, and on a Saturday, and when I came to Sunday, I just didn't want to do anything. And also at that point, I was probably frustrated with her again about something. And, or maybe no, actually I wasn't frustrated with her. Maybe I was just frustrated in general. Or maybe a sister, or who knows. My frustration from somewhere bled into everywhere. My frustration from somewhere bled into everywhere. Including my ability to do yoga with her. And so today's Sunday. And once again, I'm not there doing yoga with her. Because I just didn't want to do anything all weekend except for nothing. Didn't want to leave the house, which I haven't. Just trying to calm my calming system all weekend. So I fasted in the morning, in the afternoon yesterday. Had soup for dinner with some crackers, a couple morsels of chocolate. And then today, I did have cacao yesterday morning. And then today, I did my enema, had lunch, and now a bath. That's been my day. Just trying to relax before I pick up Blaze tomorrow morning. And I hope next Sunday, Maybe we can even find some time during this week to get together and do yoga. Feeling in a much better place. I'm not able to give a yoga class if I'm not in a good place. And I think that's a responsible thing to do. Teach from a pure loving place, not from a frustrated, irritated one. Because I'm not trying to water the frustrated, irritated seed. I want to water the pure love seed. So that's the place I want to start from before I share my resources. Let's all try to relax together. Maybe we can grab someone and go to a yoga class with them or do a meditation with them. Just sit in silence with someone and listen to them. Just relax and listen. You don't have to do anything or go anywhere. Just sit in the room with someone and listen. If you're not able to sit in the room, can you do a video call? If you're not able to do that, can you do a phone call? Can you just listen to someone? Just listen. It's free. Listen with those loving ears and look with those loving eyes. And just breathe real softly. Let's listen. Let's look. Let's be still. Together.